We're beginning now, Sicha Saran, Sicha number Kuf Lamed Vav, 136. So, it says like this. Shayach la'atorah melocha la'aretz kvodo v'kutei maran chilek rishon simen kuf ayin beis. So this teaching now is connected to the teaching in the Kutei Maran, the first volume, chapter number 172. So maybe we should look there first. And then we'll continue over here. So let's go back quickly to the Kutei Maran. Should have opened another tab. Okay, whatever. Okay, the Kutei Maran will be in this tab. This one will be Kuf Lamed Vav, so we'll have two books open simultaneously. Okay. Now over here we're going to Kuf Ayin Beis. Kuf Ayin Beis, okay. Now we have both these books open. There's a good thing about this, you have a little bit of an English translation. I don't know if it's so reliable, but we'll see. Sorry, my video is off now. I hope everyone can see and hear well. So we're beginning here, Likutei Maran. Chapter 172. Kol ha-chesronot sheyesh la-adam hein banim u-panasa u-briyut hakol u-mitzad ha-adam atzmo. So everything that a person lacks, whether it's with children or with livelihood or with health, all of this lack that a person has only comes from him, himself. It doesn't come from Hashem. Hashem is not giving you less. And he's going to explain. Or Hashem is Baruch Shofei Alav Tamid, because the light of Hashem, which is the sustenance of everything in the world, is constantly shining on a person, constantly flowing to a person. Ach Adam, Aidei Ma'asav Ra'im, Oset Tzel La'atzmo. However, a person, through his bad deeds, makes a shadow for himself. She'in Magi Alav Or Hashem is Baruch, that the light of Hashem doesn't reach him. So there's something blocking the light of Hashem. His evil deeds, his bad deeds are blocking the light of Hashem, and therefore it manifests itself in a lack of something, either children, livelihood, spouse, or health, whatever else it might be. So according to the deeds that a person does will be the level and the kind of shade that is blocking the light of Hashem. So the lack that a person is experiencing comes to him according to the deeds that he himself did, which created the shade, which is blocking the light of Hashem. And he continues, "V'hine, and behold, hatzel hu midavar gashmi shomed neged davar ruchani, and a davar shudak mimenu." What is shade? When something is producing shade, so it's a physical object which is standing against some kind of spiritual object or something which is more spiritual than it. In a simple case, you have the light of the sun, and then you have a tree. So the tree is something physical, more tangible than the light of the sun, so it blocks it. Like he says, "Kamo geshem eitz ve'evin neged or levana v'achama osetzel." For example, the materialism, he translates this as their materiality, of a tree or a stone which is standing against the light of the moon or the sun will make a shadow. V'chein likoy achama levana yeditzel aretz. So too, the eclipse, when there's a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse, it causes a shade on the earth. The eclipse is caused by the planet Earth, which is blocking which is blocking the light. Interesting that he's already talking about eclipse as if like back then, 200 years ago, people knew how the planet Earth is round and how it works, how it goes. וכן חרמה בעצמה נגד מה שלמעלה ממנה. הוא הגשמיות ועושה צל כנגדו. So until now, everything we said is in physical terms that we can understand the natural world. But this, all these things, everything we see in this world, everything we see in this world is only a parable to what's going on in the spiritual worlds, right? So just like we see in this world, something which is more materialistic creates a shade to something which is less materialistic. So too, higher and higher, the sun itself will be considered materialistic compared to something which is higher than it. And therefore it will prevent the light, a higher light from shining. Meaning, even though now we look at the sun, we see that's the strongest light in the planet, right? And it shines everywhere unless there's something more materialistic that blocks it. But we should know that there's a light that's infinitely stronger than the sun. And the reason why we don't see it is because the sun itself is blocking it. The sun itself is materialistic compared to the spiritual light. And this goes on and on, higher and higher. וכן האדם כפי גשמיותו וכפי מעשיו כן עושה צל בעצמו שמניע ממנו אור ושפע של השם יתברך. So therefore, a person, according to how much he becomes materialistic through his deeds, that's how much he will make himself shade, which is blocking the light and the sustenance of Hashem. אבל אם האדם מבטל עצמו, but if a person can cancel himself out, can nullify himself, ואינו כלל מזה העולם, if a person wouldn't be at all from this world, אזי אינו עושה צל ומקבל אור השם יתברך. So then he won't be standing in the way. He won't be making a shade, and therefore will be able to receive in its full light, the light of Hashem. Nothing will be blocking. So what does it mean that a person is not in this world? How could it be? How could a person nullify himself and become not at all in this world? So he's going to explain. V'ikar ar Hashem is baruch hu hakavod. The main light of Hashem is honor, glory. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bara ela lechvodo, kama shekatov lechvodi baratif. Like it says in Chazal, everything that Hashem created, He only created for His glory. Like it says in Yeshayahu, lechvodi baratif, I created it for my glory. What is the glory of Hashem? V'zeh mono kol haaretz kavodo. And this is what it says in the verse over there in Yeshayahu, that Hashem's glory fills the entire world. Haynu imhu meloch al haaretz. So we can understand this in another way. It says, meloch al haaretz kavodo, that Hashem's glory fills the entire world. We can say the word meloch, which can be translated as full, fills the entire world, right? It fills. It also could be translated from not. Imhu miloch al haaretz, she'eino klal mizeh ha'olam, if a person is not from this world, right? Instead of it talking about God's glory filling the entire world, we should look at it talking about a person. A person is miloch al haaretz. He is not part of this world. Then, then he will receive the light of Hashem, which is glory. So that's what it says. Miloch al haaretz kavodo. If a person is miloch al haaretz, is not part of this world, then kavodo, then he will receive the glory of Hashem, which is the light of sustenance, which fills all the lacking that he has in his life. That's what it says in Mishle, in Proverbs, is a verse which, without this, we wouldn't really understand what it means. Kavod chachamim yinchalu, ki hachachma me'ayin timatze. Another verse in Iyov. The wise will inherit glory, right? And this comes from the verse in Iyov, which says, wisdom stems from nothingness. So So how does a person become a chacham to merit the glory? When he becomes nothing, when he makes himself nothing, then he allows the light to shine to him. Therefore, the wise people, chachamim, usually is another term for tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, which are nothing, zochim lakabo, they merit glory. Because they're not making any shadow that would obstruct. Because they don't have any materialism at all. So that's the end of this teaching in Likutei Maharan. So basically, a person should know that everything that they lack, no matter how great or how small, is not because Hashem is not giving it to you, but because you're blocking it from being received. And because of a person's deeds. And the more a person is materialistic, the more they're blocking the spiritual light from reaching them. And that spiritual light, which is called Shefa Eloki, spiritual sustenance, is the root of all good in this world, all fulfillment in this world. When a person feels lacking, it's only because he's not receiving the Shefa from Hashem. And the reason he's not receiving the Shefa from Hashem is not because Hashem is not sending the Shefa, but it's because he's blocking it from coming. How is the person blocking it from coming? Because of the deeds that he's doing are materialistic and blocking the spiritual life from coming. If a person wants to receive all the light of Hashem, wants to have a complete, full life of spiritual light, which manifests itself in also materialistic wholeness, like we saw, children, livelihood, health. Person has to try to make themselves nothing, to cancel themselves. This is an idea that we see a lot in Likutei Maharan about bitul. Person has to learn how to cancel themselves, nullify themselves to God's will. So let's look over here in Sichos Haran, see if we can get a little bit more of an explanation over here. So based on this Torah that we just learned, Shemati Meish Echad Me'anashav Sheshmaim Piv HaKadosh Bevur Yoter Ktzat Be'at. So I heard from someone, Rabbi Nachman is writing, I heard from someone who, when Rabbi Nachman taught this teaching, he explained it with more explanation. Shadam tzirich lebetel kol mida mida ad sheyitbatel gam ka'ayin ve'efes. That has, how does it mean? How does a person cancel themselves? A person needs to nullify every trait that they have, every negative trait that they have, one at a time, until they cancel everything. There's actually a teaching like this in the Likutei Maharan where he says when a person does a sporadus, so each time that he does a sporadus, he should work on one mida, one trait that needs fixing. If a person has a problem with anger, for example, so he should focus all of his prayers only on anger until it goes away. It can go on for months, maybe for years, until he conquers that midah of anger. And then he goes to the next midah, the next trait. If it's a trait of ego, of depression, whatever the trait may be, he should focus all of his prayers only on that one single trait until it completely disappears. And that's how a person reaches this level of bittul, where he becomes, so to speak, nothing, because there's nothing of him, of his own self, that blocks the light of Hashem from coming. So here he said it over here also now, based on this teaching, that a person needs to try to cancel and nullify each and every trait until a person becomes literally like nothing. In the beginning, a person has to start off with one trait that they need to work on. And they need to work on canceling it and nullifying it until it becomes nothing, until it does no longer is a factor for him. And it's possible a person focuses all of his energy on canceling a single trait. The problem is that we don't really try. And if we try, we give up very, very quickly. But if we continue and focus on one single trait and spend all of our effort, all of our energy, all of our prayers on canceling it, then certainly we can cancel it completely. And when he finished canceling that one trait, he thinks about what else does he need working on, and he works on another character trait. Achatia gamkin lo, until that one also becomes like nothing. So too, kol hamidot, all of the traits, al shiyu kulam kulo hayu. He goes that way until he conquers and cancels all of his negative character traits, until they all become like nothing, as if they never were. And according to the level that a person cancels and nullifies each and every trait, that's how much the light of Hashem will be shining to him and be revealed to him. Ki ikara or, because the essence of light, kvodo yitbarach, is the glory of Hashem. Kama shekatuv, like it says, v'aretz mehira mikvodo. Like it says in Yechezkel, the land shines from his glory. Ach, kishemamidim davar gashmi keneged davar uchani oset tzel. However, like we explained, when there is a material object standing opposite a more spiritual object, it makes shade. And according to the level of material that the object has, meaning the bigger the object is, shomer keneged hadavar, that's standing against the spiritual thing, kamochein naaset tzel, that's how much shadow will be shown. Kegon, for example, kishemamidim akil neged or hashemesh oset tzel katan. Someone takes a stick, a small walking stick, and holds it up against the light of the sun. So make a very small, narrow, shade. Aval, kishemamidim, Zavar gadol yoter neged hashemesh oset tzel gadol biyoter. However, when something much larger stands against the sun, it makes a much larger shadow. Like we all know, v'chein kishemamidim bayit gadol oset tzel gadol yoter biyoter. And if there's a large house or a large building standing opposite the sun, that will make a much, much larger shadow. What is the shadow? The shadow basically is only a lack and a hiding of the light, as is known. Therefore, in as much as a person is sunk and overcome by a certain bad character trait or a taiva or evil desire, according to that, that's how much the light of Hashem will be blocking, will be shadow onto him. And according to that level, Hashem's light will be hidden. Meaning just like a large multi-story apartment building will make a really big shadow against the sun compared to someone holding up a pen against the sun. So too, someone that is really buried in evil character traits and evil desires, the light of Hashem would be blocked from him much more as if someone just has a small amount of materialism that's blocking him. Aval, however, when someone works on themselves and works on blocking, works on canceling the bad character traits and the evil desires, according to the level of cancellation, so too will be the cancellation of the shadow. Kmo chein nitgale or kvodo yidbarach, And according to that will be how much the light of Hashem will shine unto him and be revealed to him. Until a person continues in this path and he merits that there'll be no shadow whatsoever. Until everything about him, all his self becomes completely nullified. He becomes nothing and zero. When a person is zero, when a person is nothing, that's when the glory of Hashem will shine to the entire world. Nothing will be blocking it. There's nothing that's hiding it. There's nothing that's making a shadow. And this is what it means. Hashem's glory fills the entire world. That the word milo, that fills the entire world, also can be read milo chalaret, when a person becomes nothing, when a person cancels out all of their materialism, all of their materialistic desires, then they merit the glory of Hashem, and then they don't have anything lacking. That's how the glory of Hashem is revealed to the entire world. Because there's nothing left to block the light of Hashem and make shadow, as mentioned above. So that's the end of this teaching. When we understand this concept, when we really internalize this concept, then our whole approach, our whole relationship with Hashem suddenly changes, right? A lot of times, even people that are active and involved in hispodados or prayer on a regular basis, they like, in using the words of the Zohar, they're like dogs, hav hav. A dog barks. The Zohar says the sound of a bark is hav hav. What does hav mean? Hav in Aramaic means give, give. Our relationship with Hashem usually is give, give. Hashem, how come you don't give me money? How come you don't give me health? Please give me money, give me health. Hav chaye, hav mezayne, hav revichay. Give, give, give. And deep down, we sometimes may be angry at Hashem. Hashem, how come this other person has and I don't? Please give me. But when we understand that Hashem is constantly bestowing on us all the sustenance that we need to fulfill everything that we may be lacking. And the only reason we're lacking it is not because of Hashem, it's because of us, because of our own midot ra'ot, our own negative character traits, our own ma'asim ra'im, our own negative actions, our own desires, our own materialism. When we understand that, then our relationship with Hashem, which is, what is relationship? Relationship is speech, right? The way we speak to Hashem completely changes. And then, instead of saying to Hashem, instead of blaming Hashem for all of our problems, instead of asking Hashem for a list of requests, our relationship becomes very different. We say to Hashem, thank you for all that you give me. And please help me nullify myself. Nullify and fix my evil character traits, my evil deeds. And that's why the real way of doing hispodados is in the way of working on yourself. Not reading through a list of requests from Hashem. That's not called hispodados. That's called bakasha, requests. Hispodados is not asking Hashem anything. Hispodados is nullifying yourself to Hashem. And someone might say, but how could I work on my character traits? I'm not going to work on coming close to Hashem if my life is so miserable. I'm suffering from health problems. I'm suffering from problems with children or lack of children, problem with spouse or lack of spouse, problems with livelihood, with money. Let Hashem first fulfill all my needs. And then I'll work on spiritual work. So when we understand this concept that Rabbi Nachman is teaching here, we understand it really doesn't work that way. You have your mind backwards and upside down. Because the only reason you're lacking is because of your character traits, because of the deeds that need fixing. Hashem is not holding anything back from you. You're holding it back from yourself. And when you fix the problem at its source, then automatically everything starts to work out. Everything starts to work out. And suddenly you find that everything that you were lacking, even materialistically, starts to get filled. Well, wait, I didn't do anything to fix that materialistic thing. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. If you go through the Shmoneh Esrei, you see, if Eino Hashem Aleinu Rofei, you ask for health. You ask for Baruch Aleinu, you ask for money. It seems like you're asking for materialistic things, but really Rabbi Nachman teaches in Mekutei Maran that if you pay attention to the words, you never say, Hashem, give me health, give me wealth. You don't say that in the Shmoneh Esrei. You always use the plural term. Rifeinu, heal us, and we will be healed. Baruch Aleinu, bless us. Who's us? Us is all of Klal Yisrael. But the truth is, on a much deeper level, and a much truer level, us is the Shechina, the divine presence. When we're asking for health, the highest kavana of asking for health is not physical, materialistic health, it's spiritual health. To heal the Shechina, which is the daughter of the king, in all of Rabbi Nachman's stories, talks about healing the daughter of the king, or saving the daughter of the king. And that's the whole cause for all of our exile, and all of our suffering, and all the darkness in the world. Baruch Aleinu, bless us with a good year, a year of sustenance. We're talking about, ultimately, we're talking about spiritual sustenance. So when a person focuses and prays for the spiritual and works on canceling and nullifying all those things that are blocking the spiritual life from coming, which are the bad deeds and the evil character traits, then automatically everything comes down cleanly and funnels itself through every level until it comes down to his physical, spiritual, his physical materialistic world. And then he doesn't have a problem with livelihood anymore. He doesn't have a problem with health anymore. But that's not our main focus. That's the outcome. That's the final outcome of it. Our main focus is Melocha Aretz Kavodo. If we look at the prayers for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, right? The Day of Judgment, where we know every person in the world passes by the supernal court and they receive a decree. What kind of year they're going to have, how much money they're going to have, how much health they're going to have, how many children they're going to have, who's going to live, who's going to die. And it's a very frightening day, right? So one would imagine that the entire day we're praying for these very things, that Hashem should give us a good kvittel, right? A good decree. That's good. We spend the whole day in shul anyways. Most shuls, they spend most of the day in shul, in synagogue. So really we should be asking for all these things that this day depends on, that depends on this day. But if you study the prayer of Rosh Hashanah and the prayer of the high holidays, you'll notice that there's practically no requests going on in all of the prayers. The only requests are, Meloch HaLaretz Kavoido, that the glory of Hashem should fill the entire world. Why? That seems the opposite of what we're taught. If the day is a day of judgment and everything is being ruled on that day, then let me ask for my personal needs. And some people like to put in little side notes on the prayers that you can add, but that's not part of the actual prayer. The actual prayer is only about revealing Hashem's glory in the entire world. That every creation should know that you are its creator. That the whole world should be filled with your glory. Why is that? Why is it on the day that every single detail of my life is being ruled? Am I not asking for anything? I'm just asking for Hashem's glory to fill the world. And with this concept, we suddenly begin to understand that the only way a person can possibly be lacking anything, the only way anything, any creation can possibly be lacking, is if God's glory is not shining to him. But God's glory is constantly shining. So why is there lack in the world? The only reason there's lack in the world is that the person himself is blocking the light from shining, blocking the glory of Hashem from shining to him. How could a person who's a materialistic creation block a spiritual infinite light? How could finite stand in the way of infinite? So we can see that very clearly. What is shade? Shade is when something more finite, more material, stands in front of something more infinite and more spiritual, and it blocks its light from shining. So that we can see how a human being or any creation has the power to stand in the way of the awesome glory and light of Hashem that is shining constantly without stop at any moment. At every moment, Hashem is shining his light. And when I take away my own self, when I take away my own materialistic desires and thoughts, deeds, and traits, then in as much as I do that, the light begins to shine. And the light begins to be revealed. The light is always shining. The light begins to shine in those places that it was hidden from. And when that begins to happen, it slowly trickles itself down to every level, until the lowest level, until suddenly I see there's money in my bank account. Suddenly I see my health has improved. Suddenly I see my family life has improved. I didn't manipulate the situation down here in order to make that change. I just took away the source of the stima, of the clogging in the pipes, right? Sometimes a person's house can be completely flooded with sewer water. They don't know what's going on. They could take a sponge and start quickly and frantically trying to push all the sewer water down the drain, but it just keeps coming up more and more and more. And they can spend maybe their whole lives trying to push the sewer water down the drain, but it's not going to help because it keeps coming more and more and more. The solution is to find where the clog is, what's blocking the pipe. And when you see, it could be something very, very small and very simple. And you can take it off very easily. You just have to find it. And once you remove that little thing that's blocking the flow, then suddenly everything starts to work out on all levels. I was just by a house today that someone is taking care of over here in the old city. And we went up on the roof. We have a beautiful view of the Har Bayit. And he was showing, he noticed that the neighbor's drainage on the roof is blocked by leaves. And now here in Israel, we're beginning the rainy season. During summer, there's no rain. And he said, I have to quickly tell the neighbor, because if I wouldn't have noticed this, then this can cause millions of dollars worth of damage to the building. Once you have, it's just a leaf, right? Something very, very small, but it's blocking the source, and it can cause leakage through the walls and breaking of the foundations if you don't take care of it. So too in our life, instead of frantically going around and trying to fix things, trying to maybe get a better job or maybe get a better relationship, or maybe go to a better doctor, maybe get a better lawyer, all those things that we spend so much time, energy, and money on. Let's, you know, for a second, leave all that, and let's go just fix the source. And it could be something very, very simple. It could be just anger I need to work on. It could be some other character trait I need to work on, some evil desire I need to work on. Maybe I'm too full of materialism. Maybe the kind of books I'm reading, maybe the kind of movies I'm watching. Could be something very, very simple. And it can save you a lot of time, effort, and money. And it can really, it's the only thing that can actually be successful in fixing it. So here Rabbi Nachman is giving us a completely different outlook in life. And instead of running around like we do currently, trying to make ourselves, create for ourselves a happy life, which doesn't seem to be working for too many people, let's focus on working on ourselves, on our character traits, on our actions. Even if you're not the kind of person that cares too much about spiritual effort, not the kind of person that worries so much about what your character is like, but do it for your own materialistic well-being. You want to make a better paycheck? Work on yourself. Want to be more healthy? Work on yourself. If you look at it from that standpoint, then you don't have to be a spiritual seeker or someone that's always trying to be a better person for greater ideals. Just look at it practically. I just want to have a better life. And it's not working out with all the other ways I've been trying for all my life, trying to make things better, just getting worse and worse and worse. The more I try, the worse it gets. So I'm focusing on the outcome and not focusing on the source of the problem. Focusing on the symptoms and not the cause. So this is a very, very important thing, and halavai, Bezat Hashem, we should really internalize it and really make it real. And the way to do that is very, very simple. Anyways, we have an hour a day that we spend talking to Hashem. And if you don't, then that's the first thing you need to do because you can't survive without it. This past Sunday, Rav Arush came around and he was talking about certain things that we need to pray for. And someone says, we don't have time every day to do an hour of a sputter. So now you're asking me to do an extra half hour, an hour and a half. I could barely get the hour done. So what do you mean you don't have time? You have time to wake up in the morning. You have time to go to the bathroom. You have time to eat. Something that's important, you make time for, right? You daven shachris. So if you know how important your personal prayer with Hashem is, how essential it is to everything, no such thing as not having time for it. So the number one thing is having at least an hour a day speaking to Hashem. And when you speak to Hashem, remember not to speak like a dog, barking, hav, 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 give, give, give. But speak to Hashem with humility. Hashem, I want to come closer. Understand that you're giving me everything. Thank you for giving me everything. Understand that everything I'm lacking is only for myself. Please help me work on myself. Please teach me what it is I need to work on. And if there's a certain thing that I realize I need to work on, please Hashem, I'm suffering from that. I'm struggling with this all my life for so long. I don't know any way to help. Please give me some advice. Teach me how to help it. Teach me how to conquer it. And show me the way. And if you go on like this for an hour every single day, until you find ways and techniques of how to fix yourself, how to make yourself a better person, how to change your negative character traits, how to change your bad habits, then you continue with it. Persistence is also the key. Don't say, okay, wow, I had such a great sputter today, yesterday, whole week, I can take a break. No, you don't take, no such thing as taking a break. Persistence is the key. And then you continue every single day. Without a doubt, you'll manage to cancel this one character trait, this one bad habit. And then after that's done, you go on to the next one. I mean, you don't have time. I mean, how many years of your life have you lived already in waste, not helping yourself in any real way? So now you can invest a little bit of time on this. It can take a month, 2 months, 3 months, half a year, a year to conquer one character trait, but that's not a lot of time taking into account your whole life. So after that, go to the next one. Think about what else it is I need to work on. And that way you should be spending your entire life. And you'll see results along the way, like Rabbi Nachman says, in as much as you remove the shadow that's blocking the light, that's how much the light will be revealed. That's how much everything will start to fall into place and work out. And then at the end, if you merit to become like Ayin, he says, become like completely nullified, where your own physical and material desire doesn't matter. You don't have any physical material desire. All you want is Hashem. Your only desire is to become close to Hashem. It's only one thing that you desire, and that's Hashem's light. And you don't desire anything else, any materialism. Then suddenly, you're living a life of complete fulfillment, and there's nothing lacking. So, Bezat Hashem, shall merit to begin this journey and be successful. Hoshea is asking a question, something to share, which ties into this teaching. If you make an intense round shadow against a very bright object, surprisingly, the darkest part of the shade is not in the middle, but rather in the very middle of the shade is a bright, small bright point of light. If I remember correctly, this is due to the bending of the light waves around the object's periphery. But I could be wrong about the exact mechanism at operation. The main thing is that even here in the middle, there is a point of light. This would fit into Rabbi Nachman's other teachings as well about a spark of light, even in the darkness of each of us, et cetera, very nice. So Rabbi Nachman talks about the spark of light, the Nekuda Tova, spark of goodness, even in all the evil. It's true. But we should focus on trying to stop being a shadow, stop blocking the light. Suddenly things will start to work out for us. All right, so if there are no more questions, then we'll speak next time. Everyone should have an awesome rest of your day or night, wherever you are in the world. Take care. Bye-bye.